A Christian prison program that President Bush has held up as a model for his faith-based initiative is being challenged in federal court. The Interchange program, run by Charles Colson's Prison Fellowship, operates a wing of a state prison in Iowa. Now, a civil liberties group says the program violates the constitutional separation of church and state. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
A lot of inmates want a cell in the Christian wing of the prison in Newton, Iowa. And why wouldn't they? Unlike the rest of the population, inmates in the Interchange wing get keys to their cells so they can come and go, private toilets, more family visits, even access to big-screen TVs. But they must also spend hours in Bible study, prayer groups, and other evangelical Christian activities. Barry Lynn, executive director of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, says the state has no business helping the group convert inmates to Christianity.
Interchange is set up quite deliberately to look better and to feel better for inmates than any alternatives, thus really becoming an incentive for people to get into Interchange, get better treatment, and get converted at the same time. That, we think, the Constitution simply does not permit, not with tax dollars.
So today, Americans United sued Prison Fellowship and the prison on behalf of a Mormon inmate who felt he would have to change his religion to get access to the better prison conditions. The group also represents family members of inmates who say they are involuntarily subsidizing the program through fees the state places on collect phone calls, money then used to support the Christian wing. Mark Early, the president of Prison Fellowship, says the program is perfectly legal. He says the state only pays for staff time used on non-religious activity, such as computer training.
So it has sectarian parts and it has faith-based parts, and private money pays for the faith-based parts and the state money pays for the non-religious pieces of it.
Moreover, Early points out that no one is being forced to move to the Christian wing, so how can that be religious coercion?
People come into the program voluntarily. They can come into the program regardless of their faith, although they're told it's a distinctly Christian program, and it has incredible results.
In fact, studies suggest that the recidivism rate for Interchange inmates is far less than the general prison population. Even if that's so, Ira Lupu, a law professor at George Washington University, sees at least two problems. First, Lupu says, courts have ruled that the state cannot pay for religious instruction or indoctrination, period. Second, he says the program can be viewed as coercive if the state is offering a benefit to people in exchange for going through religious instruction.
Imagine if a state university said, we have a special program of admissions or scholarship, but it's only for those students who are willing to accept Jesus Christ as part of their life. Now, we would all say, well, no one is obliged to attend the state university, but that is an inducement with state material benefits behind it designed to push or steer people in that direction.
Lupu notes that the lawsuit asks Prison Fellowship to pay back all the money it's accepted from the state. If that happens, he says that could make other religious organizations skittish about applying for government contracts for fear that they'll have to return the money sometime down the line. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.